Sharon Allseth. Good morning.
Thank you, Scott. Good morning. With a possible state takeover of six IPS schools nearing, there's a standoff between Superintendent Eugene White and State School Superintendent Tony Bennett. The Indianapolis Star reports the two men met for about 90 minutes Monday, with White threatening a lawsuit against the state and Bennett insisting intervention is needed in the six underperforming IPS schools. White says his high schools were unfairly penalized because they have middle school grades, while other schools removed from probation do not. Bennett says other school systems in trouble were quicker to ask for meetings than IPS. The State Board of Education will meet August 29th and 30th to decide which IPS schools, if any, would be turned over to private or nonprofit management. Some teachers in the Kokomo Center School District who were laid off earlier this year will be hired back. A district spokesman says the exact number of those being rehired is unknown until after a board meeting today. The board laid off 28 teachers in May. The revitalization of the Lafayette Square area continues with this week's opening of the Service Center, a new community center to house cultural and other events. Jim Walker, with a nonprofit group called Big Car, says he got a good deal on the vacant Firestone tire shop near the mall.
They allowed us in there at a really reasonable price. And so now, then once that happened, and that was in the spring, by April, we moved in, and then we've started this process of transforming it into a kind of a cultural center, an art center, and a place for the community.
There's an art and music grand opening scheduled tomorrow night. Walker says they've had some test runs with a broad range of activities.
We've had readings out there. We've had the International Film Festival used it for a poster event, had movie posters. We have these music events. We'll have after-school programs on Wednesdays for kids. We'll have workshops on Saturdays for kids and families.
The city has been trying to spruce up the Lafayette Square area by branding it an international hotspot with a diverse group of businesses. A Northwest Indiana funeral is set today for a soldier killed by a roadside bomb in Afghanistan. The service for 22-year-old specialist Augustus Vicari will be held at Holy Name Catholic Church in Cedar Lake. Vicari and another member of his Oklahoma National Guard unit were killed by a roadside bomb last month. Vicari had been in Afghanistan only 3 weeks. The Indiana Department of Homeland Security and the Survey Research Center at IUPUI want Indiana residents to take an online survey to measure their readiness for emergencies and disasters. The survey can be found on the State Homeland Security website. Participants can enter a contest for a free preparedness kit or an all-hazards radio. The new leader of an Indiana technology company believes he's been brought in to help improve research and development. Wayne Pratt has more inside Indiana business.
Jay Love is the new chief executive officer of Indianapolis-based Slingshot SEO and says he plans to focus on making sure a correct structure is in place to allow the founders of the search engine optimization company to keep up with the industry's rapidly changing technology. Love says search engine optimization is still in its infancy and is expanding rapidly.
Most businesses are now realizing that their number one lead source is from the Internet and from search engines, and the ability to make sure that they appear higher in the rankings, on the first page of Google and Yahoo and Bing and et cetera, if not in the first and second spot, can be very, very advantageous to the growth of their businesses.
Love says there are numerous competitors around the country, but no household names. He expects more companies to pop up as awareness about search engine optimization increases. The Crane Naval Surface Warfare Center and Purdue University are developing an energy storage technology program. Both institutions believe the effort will lead to a master's degree in chemical engineering. This is Inside Indiana Business Radio on WFYI.
BKD, CPAs and Advisors, serving Indiana businesses since 1917. With 27 offices nationwide and over 1,600 professionals, BKD is committed to offering the resources of a larger firm and the personal, timely services of a smaller firm. BKD.com.
Inside Indiana Business is supported by Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to business education and career advancement. Learn more at Kelley, kelley.iu.edu.
There is a shakeup in the Evansville TV market. More this morning from Inside Indiana Business reporter Andy Ober.
Texas-based Nexstar Broadcasting Group is changing stations in Evansville. The company plans to acquire ABC affiliate WEHT-TV and sell WTVW-TV to Mission Broadcasting. The deal calls on Nexstar to provide sales and other services for WTVW. The Texas-based broadcasting company said last month it is exploring strategic alternatives, including a possible sale of the company. The deal still needs FCC approval and will likely become final by the end of the year. Nexstar also owns stations in Fort Wayne and Terre Haute. Andy Ober, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
It is expected to be another tough day on Wall Street following losses yesterday for many Indiana stocks. The massive sell-off followed the decision by Standard & Poor's to downgrade the U.S. credit rating. IU Kelley School of Business Indianapolis Associate Professor of Finance Robert Neal says the downgrade decision will lead to higher interest rates for consumers.
I think credit card rates are probably going to rise as well, but the net effect is going to be muted somewhat because the higher rates will only apply to new balances.
Neal adds U.S. economic growth will be sluggish over the next year, but he does not believe the country will experience a double-dip recession. Later today on Inside Indiana Business Radio, we will have the latest business news on FM 90.1. Until then, updates are available at InsideIndianaBusiness.com, your source for news, video, and business on demand. I'm Wayne Pratt for WFYI Public Radio for your information.
WFYI weather becoming partly sunny today, a slight chance of afternoon and evening showers and thunderstorms, high 87, low tonight 64. Tomorrow and Thursday mostly sunny with highs near 80, Friday partly sunny 84, and Saturday mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, high 82. Right now it's cloudy and 70 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Alsett.
Okay, Sharon, thank you very much. It's 8:37 now in Indy at WFYI, and as far as the Colts are concerned, they will continue training camp today.